CBS News, I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Obama says the U.S. will make sure the truth gets out on the Malaysia Airlines crash in eastern Ukraine. The president with strong words for Russia and Russian separatist rebels fighting in the area.
We know that these separatists have received a steady flow of support from Russia. This includes arms and training. It includes heavy weapons. And it includes anti-aircraft weapons.
CBS News national security analyst Juan Zarate.
This is a moment to push Putin back on his heels. The veneer is off as to what the Russians have been doing. They've been lying, obfuscating. They've been playing this diplomatic dance while they've been continuing to foment instability and arm these separatists. Now is the moment to say enough's enough. Now's the moment to continue to press with more economic sanctions. I think this is where Europe begins to consider more seriously actions against Russian entities, companies, banks.
298 people were killed in the crash, including almost 100 AIDS researchers headed for a conference in Australia. One expert says we may never know the impact of their loss.
A chilling thought from former San Francisco Health Director Dr. Mervyn Silverman, a prominent AIDS researcher.
Who knows? There could have been the person on that plane that had the cure.
With so many of the field's best and brightest now gone, the fear is that critical research is now years behind.
We have moved so far, so fast with AIDS, and it's been due to people that were on that plane.
Silverman is in Melbourne, Australia for the International AIDS Conference, which begins Sunday night. He says they do it with a heavy heart, but it's what those researchers would have wanted. Holly Kwan, CBS News, San Francisco.
The Israeli ground offensive continues in Gaza, where the official goal is destroying a network of tunnels used by militants to infiltrate Israel and attack civilians.
Thousands of Israeli troops are moving further into Gaza, backed by tanks, artillery, and helicopters. They have not met much resistance, but Hamas says it's preparing ambushes for Israeli troops.
Correspondent Robert Berger in Jerusalem. A UN spokesman says Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will leave tomorrow for the Middle East to help mediate the conflict between Israel and Hamas. A ruling by the U.S. Sentencing Commission could mean tens of thousands of low-level drug offenders will be able to get out of jail early. It has made new sentencing guidelines retroactive, but CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says it won't happen just yet.
This is not the end of the story. 46,000 nonviolent drug offenders aren't suddenly going to go free. The Sentencing Commission voted to delay their release until November 2015 to give prosecutors and judges time to evaluate these cases, and ultimately it will be up to those judges to see who gets out early and when.
New life for same-sex marriage in Oklahoma. A U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has struck down the state's ban on gay marriage. While Oklahoma says it will appeal, the Marriage Equality USA group says they will continue to fight back. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 120 points. This is CBS News.